Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk, bringing sexy back. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Hope everybody's ready for this evening because it's going to be spectacular. Hope you got your towels, got your words together, and we're going to have a real good time up here tonight because this is an evening of erotic expression. There's no censor here, so anything you have to say in your poems, you can say them. And that was a piece by The Next Level. I just love anything that he does. It's just so beautiful and so smooth. He has one of those real smooth, sexy, seductive kind of voices. Yes, he do. With that being said, I'm going to bring in my co-host. I see her. She's in the house. How you doing, Rhea, darling?
Hello, how are you today?
I am fantastic, sweetheart. Are you ready for this evening?
I think so.
I was telling everybody they need to get their towels and get their words together, and you know, because it's going to get hot up in here. I'm serious. It's going to get hot up in here.
I got a fan ready.
Well, all right. As long as you got your little ammunition by you. So, you know, without further ado, we're going to bring in our first guest, and that's the next level because he just went off. That was a piece, like I was explaining, that he did, and he's definitely, his work is just mesmerizing. So we're going to bring him in and, you know, let him spit for us. Good evening, next level. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, thank you.
Good.
Okay, everybody's mic'd up.
Right? Yeah.
Can everybody hear next level?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm here. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself so, you know, the people who don't know you, they'll know, you know, just who the next level is.
Okay, well, I guess going back to the beginning, I kind of got my start back in the early 90s when there used to be a website called NetNor, and that's where I first kind of started really exploring erotic poetry. I had wrote a couple poems for an ex-girlfriend of mine, and she found this website and put them up, and people really responded positively to them. So from that point on, it kind of snowballed until, you know, I got into this group called NetNor and really started experimenting with some of the ideas that I had, and they just started to grow. As a matter of fact, that piece, Get Wet For Me, I was looking at the dates on it, and I actually wrote it originally back in 1997.
Oh,
all right. Okay. So I was like, wow, okay. So, but I just recently redid the music, you know, because to me it's always about reevaluating where I'm at, just kind of going from there. And so from there, kind of, you know, met a couple different colleagues, and we kind of kept going. And then I was like one of the first individuals to actually, because I had a Blog Talk radio show like for 4 years when Blog Talk first came out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like one of the first individuals to actually play music on Blog Talk and just kind of take the whole thing to a whole nother level. And I had, you know, the show ran, like I said, for 4 years, and mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that you had to have a co-host because, you know, I was doing an hour, and that didn't seem to be long enough. And I was actually doing 2 hours, you know, by myself, rarely had a guest or anything like that. I think out of the 4 years, I might have had 3 guests on. But other mm-hmm. than that, it was just people calling in and then, you know, me doing my thing. So anyway, as time went on, you know, I kind of took a breather because I just had some directions I wanted to go creatively, and I just needed a break to do that. And so, you know, coming back around, that's how I really got off into producing and redirecting, you know, my concepts or whatever. And I realized that with eroticism, which I love, mm-hmm. it kind of gave me a limited audience. So what I wanted to do first to kind of move on a broader scale was to create a romantic album first. And that mm-hmm. one was called Back to Intimacy, which now is on sale on iTunes, Amazon.com, and CD Baby. So you can go to my website, backtointimacy.com, and get it, or, you know, just kind of like check it out from that point on. So now that the romantic CD is out, I'm going to go back into and revisit Sensual Whispers, which was the first CD that was a combination of the two, and mm-hmm. Just start doing my erotic stuff. So actually, Get Wet For Me is one of the original songs, which, you know, from Sensual Whispers. So that was the remake you got a chance to listen to. So
right.
That's kind of like what's been happening. I'm going to probably look into getting into video here as well within the next couple of weeks. I'm redeveloping, you know, my look and everything like that. And I'm going to go from there. And so I'm going to go. Sorry about that. So
mm-hmm.
This one, no, I'm gonna start getting into videos and stuff like that, and really kind of move into the visual medium, and look into mm-hmm. maybe doing a. I've been thinking about doing an interactive ebook, you know,
right.
with the newer design, with the newer programs now, you can actually drop in music, you can drop in video, and all of
mm-hmm.
that. So
mm-hmm.
that's kind of the direction I'm going into now.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you gonna do for us tonight?
I could
something real hot.
Oh, okay. Let me look into one of my pieces here. Poetry. I'm not echoing anything, am I? Cause I
no.
Okay,
you're not.
Good. What about I Am Erotica? You heard that before? You've heard that before, right?
No, I don't think I've heard that one before.
All right. Well,
okay.
I'm looking for it now. And the cool thing about this piece is it kind of moves back from the beginning of time all the way up until to modern day. And some
mm-hmm.
people have said that because of some of the references I made that it could be a little sacrilegious or whatever. Hey, but it is what it is. You know, I just write what I feel.
Right.
So, now I worry about it. If I hear it in my head, you know, I just kind of flow with it. So, let me look here. See what I got. Yeah. But in the meantime, I do have another one called She.
Okay.
All right, let me read that.
Okay.
She was the definition of pure beauty, the dawns and sunsets, the shimmering stars and moonlight, the earth's creations in brilliant colors, gazed upon her in awe. They aspired to be what she already was. She was art in motion, moving with a rhythm as unique as her signature. Her grace and elegance were the sources of my inspiration. She was my poetry, every word I have ever written and have yet to write. She placed her fingers softly on my lips and made silence our companion, took me into her lair, laid me on satin sheets, stood above my face, allowing me to watch as her hands cast their magic spell upon her body. I observed as the forces of stimulation invaded her, until the essence seeped from her beautiful vaginal lips onto my face. She removed her glistening fingers from her divinity, signed her name across my lips, and erased it with her tongue. She laid her hands, lips, and tongue on me, penetrating beneath my skin, kissing, caressing, and licking my every nerve ending until my libido extended in the air, like a statue erected in her honor. She mounted me, rode me so far beyond the universe of my every emotion, I looked down on heaven. Then our bodies surrendered to each other, causing orgasms to shoot from us like rapid gunfire, flinching and jerking with every burst until our climactic gunfight had ended. She lowered me back down to earth, wrapped herself around me, and together we faded into passion's afterglow. And that's the piece.
Yeah!
Oh, okay. You got the crowd up in there.
That was nice. Yes,
thank
it
you.
Was. Did you find the other piece in the meantime, or should I go to someone else and come back to you?
I just had it. Let me see. You had the crowd with hollering and screaming and everything, I was like, oh. let me see here. Yeah, I have it.
Oh, okay.
This is called I Am Erotica. All right. It was my hand that lifted the veil of innocence from Adam's eyes, allowing him to view Eve in all her glorious nakedness. I was a stimulating force within his loins and mind that caused him to take her for the very first time. It was I who made the act of recreation more than just an instinctive reaction. My energy flowed through the minds and souls of women and men, magnifying, stimulating images, sights, sounds, and scents. I am the indescribable feel of a deep thrust, the overwhelming sensation of bodies colliding with each other. I am the insatiable hunger within you, a hunger that would soon come to be known as lust. I am the tantalizing taste of temptation. Kiss me, lick me, bite me, suck me, penetrate me, be penetrated by me. I know no shame, no loyalty. My only allegiance is to those who succumb to my will, because every fantasy acted out, every sexual taboo that has ever been shattered has been done in my honor. I am the lingering effects behind blindfolded eyes and handcuffed wrists, the point of intimate insanity where you no longer care who hears your screams as nails dig into skin and profanities blend with declarations of love. Me, I can be found for the rest of eternity, lingering between the legs of ecstasy, kissing, licking, and flicking her genitalia until she reaches multi-orgasmic madness. I am your liaison to your sexual dark side. I am Erotica. And that's a piece.
Yeah! Yeah!
That's how we feel over here. So I'm going to bring in the next caller. You just hold on because we're going to get right back. We're going to give everybody a chance to go around, and we're going to come back, okay?
All right.
Okay. 443-956. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
We're fantastic, okay. Terry.
I'm glad.
Tell
to
everybody
be here.
a little bit about you as well.
Okay, well,
yes,
I'm authoress Terry Lyle. I have 8 books out, working on 9 and 10. I also host my own radio segment called Author's Corners every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And always looking for guests, because my show as well is an adult show, so I always give a disclaimer for the kids to get out the room, get some popcorn and hot dog, because my show ain't for their tender ears. And this is how I do it.
Yes, she do. So what are you going to do for us this evening?
Well, I have a couple of poems to read, but I'll start
okay.
with the short one. And the
okay.
short one is called Saturday Morning.
Okay.
As I open my eyes, I breathe in so slowly and deeply. I turn over and my hands rub my eyes so that I may focus. My bed feels so wonderful as I lay here in my nakedness with the coolness of the sheet against my skin. Instinctively, I rub my breast in a circular motion while taking my hands up and down towards my throat. My eyes flutter as I remember the night before. I remember how good it felt to masturbate, how I touched every crevice with my toys, the heavy breathing while I plunged deeply inside of me with my dildos pulling it in and out so slowly as my pussy shot off rockets of ecstasy, my fingertips pinching my nipples because I love pain on my nipples as I saw in my passion. My pussy was so wet I could hear the sucking motion of my juices when I tried to pull out. I turned myself over and climbed on top of my pillow, so that my pussy rubs abrasively against it while I slowly and deliberately fuck myself with my imitation dick thrust so deep within the walls of my vagina. I feel the urge to scream out in pleasure as I approach that point of release. Oh, how good it feels as I bite my lip and pinch harder on my nipples and I thrust harder into my pillow as my pussy violently pulsates and trembles as my strength leaves my body and I drift off to dreamland. My chest rises and falls until I realize it's day as I open my eyes and stretch out my arms and think, what a beautiful day. It's Saturday morning.
Wow.
Yeah!
Yeah! And you know,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
As it's kept, you know, as class is kept, I know there's a lot of ladies out there that don't want to admit it, that, you know, when they're alone, their pillow become their best friend, you know, and they get their stuff off because a woman know what part of her body needs to be touched. And sometimes when making love with another person, they don't want to waste their time trying to teach somewhere body where to go. So a lot of Saturday mornings when you wake up by yourself, you get yours to start your day off right.
I know that's right. Everybody else, did you hear that? Well,
that's
all right.
Right.
Now, you have another one for us, too, right?
I sure do.
Okay.
This one is called When Can I Get Some More?
Well, all right.
Men, yes. Men, have you ever wanted to be fucked so good that you would hope it lasts forever? Well, I've thought about it as well. Imagine, if you will, we are together on a comfortable fairy rug on the floor, soft lights in the background with romantic love songs playing tunes in the air. We are both freshly bathed and smelling great, lying together on our in our nudity with a bowl of strawberries and whipped cream within reach. Your hands are touching every part of my body playfully as I reach out towards your manhood and pull up and down on your penis while firmly ripping your dick within my hands. I roll over towards you as my round, soft ass juts out and feels your hand surround them with your fingers sliding in between them to find my hot, wet, slimy pussy that you thrust your fingers so deeply into. As good as it feels, I reposition myself so that my ass was facing your waiting tongue while my mouth finds your throbbing wet dick to swallow. With my hot tongue, I inch your penis slowly into my mouth while sucking so slow and firmly as my hands are sliding up and down as your dick begins to get larger and larger. I have to yawn to take all of your manhood into my mouth. Oh, how good it feels. You're eating my pussy and I'm sucking your dick. As we both begin to tremble, we decide it's time for you to put your dick inside of me deep. You reach out for the vibrator and I turn over and rise up on my knees in doggy style. I can't wait. My breasts are heaving up and down in anticipation. You spread my ass cheeks wide and slowly you slide your dick into my waiting hole while you put the vibrator within my tingling, tight, waiting pussy. Oh, how good this feels. This shit feels good. Both holes are being fucked. I'm licking my lips and hunger for more. Give it to me. Fuck me hard. I pinch my own nipples as I hear you moan with excitement as you are fucking me so hard and so good, pushing your dick inside my ass deeper and deeper. I just can't contain myself. My body is literally on fire. Sweat is dripping and the bed sheets are slipping while you're rotting the hell out of me. I yell, get it, baby. Get it, baby. Fuck the shit out of me. Make that pussy hurt. Oh, oh. Oh, escapes your lips as you rub my breasts and squeeze them so tight while you are fucking me in my ass. I say, go faster, go faster. You're pushing your dick inside of me. We look like two dogs stuck together, needing to be doused with hot water. I'm experiencing some great animalistic fire, hot off the wall fucking that I haven't had in a long time. I'm being sexed up so good and I can't hold back. Oh, shit, I'm coming. I shake. I tremble. I can't breathe. My body tingles all over as my heart pounds in my chest. I'm sweating as my pussy throbs and tingles. I'm in heaven and loving every minute while my strength is being sucked out of me to the point I can no longer move or speak, but lay there drained and reflect on how good it was and think, hell, when can I get some more? Well, that's it.
Hello.
Are we all here?
Yeah!
Got some right now. I can go on some more.
Well, let me
go on the applause button there.
Oh my gosh! Let me ask you. You have a book with that piece in it, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, let the listeners know that you have a book and where they can get that book from, because that book is hot. Y'all going to have to put on some of those glove mitts, those of gloves, to read that book.
This is from my first edition called Brown Bag Poetry, and you can get my books off of my personal website, which is www.terrylye.com. Or any of your local retailers, you know, because this was my first baby, and I had a lot of, you know, crap behind this book because being a Bible school teacher, you know, they was very upset that I put this kind of stuff in my book. But, you know, I was prompted that, you know, hey, you know, I want this book to be for everybody, not just churchgoers. I want it to be for the prostitutes, the drug users, the whores, everybody, because I wanted, you know, it to be a message that I don't care where you came from or where you're at in your life, you don't have to stay there. And people act so phony, but the bottom line is, you know, when I had my daughter, I wasn't just laying there and she just happened. You didn't have your kid and you didn't have your kid because when you got down to it, you got hot and sweaty and you got your little freak on. But don't come up there and dress up in church and then act like, whoa, don't do it. So this book, Grandmother Court, you got a lot of everything in it. So I'll keep it real, or you can just call me at 443-956-8753, and I'll find a way to get it to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, you heard that. That's Miss Terry, author Terry Lyles. And we're going to pick up our another caller here. 410-497, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Jade, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Fantastic. Everybody's on the line. Tell us a little bit about who Jade is before we get to your erotic poetry.
Oh, I do erotica. I do erotic greeting cards. I do personalized greeting cards and just erotic romance cards and stuff like that. And I have my own little business, a party planner business, and I'm an up-and-coming author. So I'm working on a poetry book filled with erotica.
All right. Okay. You tell them also that you have a that you deal in. Pardon?
Radio.
I already said you had a. Well, tell them about your radio show and what else you do.
Well, I do have a radio show called Erotic Talk Radio. And I work with people dealing with romance. I do romance coaching and relationship coaching.
So if anybody's having any problems, get at Jade. She has a website and she's on Facebook as well. Okay. Now, what pieces are you going to do for us?
I have two of them that I have right now. I know that you had one that I had shared with you that had a musical background to it.
Right.
Okay. So I did have a newer one that I wanted to share that I have not shared on any show, and I created it. My intent was for your show, but this
mm-hmm.
is actually something that I added to my manuscript.
Okay.
And it's called The Power of the Prestige.
All right.
Miss Terry, by the way, I loved your poem. And I loved the other poem.
I know I'm going to love this because that's so much truth, the power of the pussy. So you right on my street, baby.
Okay, ma'am.
All right, let it rip.
Sweet enough to satisfy his cravings and purge his appetite. The power of the pussy has him wanting to do me right. It captivates him in a way that will bring him to his knees. Has him doing things he couldn't imagine because he aims to please. Some may think this kind of power is too much for one woman to possess, but it doesn't just give him pleasure, it relieves unwanted stress. The power of the pussy makes his manhood quickly rise and gets his attention from the warm sensation that fills these inner thighs. The power is so strong and potent, some men will kill for a taste just to savor the sweet poetic juices that he can never let go to waste. And many may deny that such power can come from one tight, wet hole to paradise. But how can a brother deny such power when he's easily enticed? So good, the juices from the pussy should be bottled up as love potion number 9, because like a spell, it can put him in a trance. Now that's why the power of the pussy is so essentially divine. And the nectar from her silky walls takes him from the man he's known to be, makes him rob, steal, kill, and go out of his mind to be with some pussy. Now, if that doesn't tell you how powerful you are, ladies, then let me give you another hint. The power between your curvaceous thighs can have him mesmerized just from your sweet pussy's scent. The power of the pussy will even have him paying your bills. Hypnotized by the sweet honey taste can have him addicted to the tantalizing sexual thrill. And the power of the pussy can be stimulating to his mind. So duplicating such power is a recipe that would damn sure be hard to find.
Yeah!
That was wonderful, Jade.
You have another piece you'd like to read? That's it?
Well, this is from my greeting card, one of my greeting cards that I had did a long while ago. So I'm going to just share this one and maybe another one if you give me a chance, and that other one is a little smaller.
Okay.
This is called,
we'll go around. Go on.
This is called Simply Unforgettable. Okay. Can I tell you how I feel seductively in your ear? Let me know the passion that exists when you are here. For you, boy, there's nothing that I would not do sexually and mentally. I want to please you. Like taking you places that you've never been. The wetness from my pussy helps your manhood to slide in. I'll ride your dick good, that's without a doubt. And when I'm through, baby, you'll know what I'm all about. I'll waste no time in gyrating my hips all over your thickness while I'm sucking your bottom lip. Then with my tongue, I'll lick a trail on your chest, causing you to pull me close so you can lick on me center of my breast. Can I tell you how heated the love making would get? An unforgettable moment, brother, that you will never forget. Each thrusting in my womanhood is followed by long, slow strokes. Let me be honest with you, baby, your dick is no joke. You feel the sporadic contractions of my walls as it grips your dick. Soon I'll take it in my hand so my sweetness I can lick. You tilt your head back as you enjoy my tongue. In a minute, boy, I'm going to have you sprung. Just as you explode, you breathlessly look me in my eyes, watching me lick the trickle of your cream from your inner thigh. I let it off of you with a subtle smile at ease, an unforgettable moment because I aim to please.
Yeah. clapping because we got to get this going on. I'm going to, and thanks, Jay. Thank you very much. We're going to get back to you because we're going around again. But
absolutely.
I'm going to, pardon?
I said absolutely.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read an excerpt from a book, a story that I'm going to be putting out probably sometime next year. And it's just an excerpt. And the title of the book, it may be in a book of erotic stories, I don't know, but the title is Married Man, Single Dick. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Here
check
you
out
go. Get your clothes on, Lola. It's time for you to go. Lola turns over in the bed, exposing her voluptuous chocolate breasts. She is not ready to leave. She wants more of Raymond's dick. She looks up at Raymond as he stands naked in front of her and with half an erection. Lola laughs and points at his semi-hard penis and says, "What about that? What about it?" He sarcastically answered. Lola moves swiftly to the edge of the bed. She grabs his tool, kisses it, and gently massages it as she cooed. "Now you know you really don't want me to leave." Raymond's pipe is hot and expanding in her hand. He closes his eyes and moans out, "Oh, shit, Lola. Feels good?" Lola asks just above a whisper. "You know what you're doing," he said breathlessly. Suddenly, he felt the warmth and wetness of Lola's mouth on his dick. He felt the suction and heard the slurping of her tongue as she licked, sucked, and deep-throated his manhood. The fingers on her other hand are busy toying with her own heat. She is moving them in and out of her hot box with every suck of Raymond's rod. She is moaning as she pleasures his magic wand and herself. Lola felt her volcano heat up. She felt the pulsation and her juices flowing like a river. She stopped springing herself because she was close to a climax. She wanted to come on his dick. She withdraws his penis from her mouth and says, "Let's fuck now." Raymond immediately obliges her. He lies on top of her and guides his missile into her waiting, wet, and warm cunt. His strokes were long and purposeful. He was fucking her like she was his wife. He says in a very sexy voice to Lola, "You want me to come?" "Yes, I want you to come. Beg me." This made Lola's pussy gush. She was so turned on by his demand. Raymond could feel her sex pulsate. "Beg me," he repeated. "Make me come." Lola could feel his deliberate withdrawal from her kitty. He knew by her moan he had hit the spot. She felt her clit quivering as he rubbed his anaconda back and forth over the spot. Her attention was focused solely on the wonderful sensation that was about to burst throughout her body and the realization that the growling she heard was being made by her sent her into a wave of climax. And that's an excerpt from Married Man, Single Dick. We also have tape that I made, and it's another tape that David Kidd, ATL, let me get this right, David Kidd, a.k.a. ATL Designer, did a background musical vocal for me as well. And Jade has a piece on here too. We're going to get to those as well. But we're going to get back around to the next level. Are you ready?
Oh yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I guess what I want to do is this piece I have. It's called Black Candles. I haven't read it in a while, so let me see here. Black candles. Flames slowly sway from the top of black candles, slicing holes in the darkness, spewing streams of swirling scented smoke into the air. Beads of sweat imprison candlelight, turning it into liquid crystals all over our bodies. Fingers slip as they attempt to grip, displays during skin. Sensations overwhelm us as we sink further into your wet warmness as black candles burn. Hands slide down and around soft and firm mounds, pulling us deeper into, pulling us deeper in rigid masculinity, feeling and expanding, jerking, twitching, while plummeting and splashing vigorously through pulsating waves between your wet walls. Lips search for a place to kiss. Tongue searches for a place to lick. The taste of sweet saltiness awaits a mouth to occupy as black candles burn. Your hips launch upward from soaking wet sheets. Mind falls from the sky. Somewhere in midair they meet, spinning, twisting, grinding at various rates. Until we are satisfied, we refuse to separate. Our bodies voyage into the land of the flesh's oldest sin. The experience so intense, the pleasure so immense, we can no longer resist the struggle to set our bodies free, so we do so simultaneously, celebrating their exodus with a symphony of screams and moans as black candles burn. And that's the piece.
Wow, that's beautiful. That was really nice. Do you have another piece, or you want to wait till I come back to you?
I have one more piece. Okay. It's called, this is like one of my favorites, and it's one of my oldest. I wrote this back in 96.
Okay.
And it's called Stand There. Stand there. Watch me soulfully strut in perfect sync to the magnified sounds of your heartbeat, making time to the pulsations of our lust. Stand there, gaze into my deep, dark pools until the reflections of your naked desires stare back at you. Stand there as my tongue creates pleasure-filled shockwaves across your lips, sending silent, alluring secrets only your senses can decipher. You part your lips slowly, inviting me to rendezvous with your tongue. Together we engage in the ritualistic dance of secular seduction. Stand there as my hot, soft, deep whispers send emotions of excitement running through your mind like wild galloping horses. Stand there while I slip behind you, pull you into my solid, muscular body, my hardness laying between the crevice of your cheeks. Stand there as my hands begin to explore across your flesh, touching you in the same way you touch yourself, down the sides of your neck, over your throat, over and around your stiff nipples, my feathery touch cascading down your stomach, in between your legs, delicately strumming, stroking, fluidly flicking, fingers performing upon your stage, causing moans to float in the air like mellow jazz notes. Stand there as I break down into an intense solo, comprised of intricate movements, each touch causing your body to flinch and tremble from the impact of pleasure ricocheting through you while I play you, until your body hits notes that shatter glass, play you until your body can sing no more, until you fall to the floor, breathing in convulsions of ecstasy. Only then will I know that I can no longer bear, that you can no longer bear to stand there. And that's beautiful.
Wow. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. I'm going to bring in my other co-host really quick, and then I'll get back to you, Terry, okay?
Okay.
Good evening, Mr. B. How are you?
I'm coming.
Well, all right.
I'm about to let it go. Don't take it out.
Get it out.
Don't take that shit out. Leave it. You.
Everybody, this is Mr. B, my sometimes co-host. When he can make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sometimes.
Here you go. Did I miss Jay? Did I miss your Paul J?
Yes, you did.
I missed the power of the pussy.
Yes,
yes you did.
You have to redo it.
It was a day late and a dollar short.
You gotta have to redo it. I need to know what the power is.
Well, maybe later on, but right now we're going to keep it moving because I'm going to bring author Terry Lyles in so she can do her pieces. And then,
oh, Terry Lyles,
Dave.
Go ahead.
Hey,
yeah.
How you doing,
baby? Hey, nasty lady.
Oh, you know you like it, nasty guy.
He know he loves it. He sure do.
Yes, he do. Yes, he do. So you have another piece for us, Terry, right?
Yes, I do. And this got a little twist to it, you know. This is called The Download.
Called what?
Everybody know The Download usually talks about two guys, you know, doing it, you know, and they don't want to be called gay. They just want to be calling it, you know, getting their thing off. But, you know, Quaz has kept, you know, The Download ain't just for guys. It's for women, too. And on
that
note, I'm going to read The Download. When you told me that you were coming over, I was so excited that I felt guilty, as if I was going to faint on the spot. It seems like forever that I've adored you from a distance. My heart smiles every time I saw your face. I rushed home so fast to prepare for your visit. Hot bubble bath, scented candles, soft red light, complemented by a beautiful slow music on the radio. I cut up small pieces of watermelon so I could tantalize and feed her supple lips with the sweet, moist, savory fruit. My dream girl finally arrives. I slide slowly off the bed that later will tell the story of our hot, passionate sexual encounter with the intensity of rabbits in heat. As she leaned forward against my bed, I came from behind while my hands began to grope her pussy and squeeze her body. Pulling her closer to me, I pressed into her velvet skin, trying to merge our flesh into one as she began to remove the scanty article of clothing. Fully nude, she climbed into my bed as if a lioness on the prowl and lay there in her nakedness. I felt right tightness in my chest. I knew I must not fail to satisfy her, not wanting it to be the last time. Caught up in modest shyness that I so cleverly concealed behind a scented chiffon scarf that covered her eyes, I look in her nipples, waiting for my mouth to devour them and her pussy to lavish over. As my fingers slide inwards, my tongue licks her wet, moist, dripping pussy as she sighs, ooh, ooh, breathing so slow and so deeply. I allow my tongue to roll all over her body, searching and caressing and traveling all over her, leaving areas to explore later. I feel my own pussy start to moisten up, and beads of sweat engulfs my breast and cascades down my back. Oh, I think this is forbidden fruit. While I don't care, I'm in the moment, how much I crave for her to fuck me, even so hard that my pussy screams out in ecstasy as we both are feeling the overwhelming, intense desire to have sex. After prolonged foreplay, I return to a dark cavern where I part her lips, and her aroma of body heat drives me into a frenzy. I lick her hot, steaming pussy while her ass starts to gyrate backwards and forward as I stretch my hands out to reach the vibrator lying beside me. The low hum as I turn it on excites me because I knew it's getting ready to become hot and heavy as I continue to lap up her pussy juices as if likened into a cat with a bowl of milk. I purr as my body screams out to be touched, penetrated, and sucked. I want to fuck like this is my last day on earth. I roll my head sideways and reach up into pinch her nipples that were standing at attention in anticipation of my touch. We decide to switch places because I'm ready on fire. She spreads my legs wide and went down with her experienced tongue, penetrating my pussy like a penis in frenzy. Oh, I can't contain myself, reaching out to find something to hold on to as I claw at her arms and hands. She squeezes my hand so firmly, I think this can't be as good as it seems. What the hell kind of lovemaking is this?
so passionate, so hot, and so intense. I am loving every minute of this. I realized then, is this lesbian love? Am I gay, or should I keep this on the down low?
Well, all right. Mm.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, that was heavy. I love
it. Yeah, that's in Brown Bag Poetry, my first edition. You can get it on Brown Bag Poetry. Just go to my website, www.teryle. Yes.
All right, girl. Whew, I'm hot over here.
That sounds like you need a threesome. That needed a threesome right there.
Whatever. It was hot. It's hot. It was hot with just the two of them. Three of them set it on fire.
I just wanted to walk in and start putting my dick in everybody's mouth. Just here, take that.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, Mr. B, listen to this.
Yeah, don't forget the balls. Don't forget the balls. Here, get them too.
My baby,
that's
right. Got the big
right.
Balls too. We can play.
Mm-hmm.
I can go see.
All righty, so we're back to Miss Jade. You got something for us, darling?
I'll read something that you've ladies heard before, but this is also from one of my greeting cards.
Okay, then I'm going to play you the other piece here.
Okay. It's called I'm Gonna Put It On You.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Gonna Put It In Motion For You if you like the dominant type. If you think I'm passive in bed, then don't believe the hype. I'm Gonna Put It On You. This is how it's going to get done. First, I'm going to start with some foreplay just for a little fun. Then I'm going to put it on you by wrapping my mouth around your dick. Don't play with me, boy. Just let me get a little lick. Or I'm going to put it on you because I aim to please. I'm going to sit on your face with style and with ease. Can I put it on you just before you come? I'll lick on each one of your love sacks slowly one by one. Humming a tune of your choice if that's what you want me to do. Then I'm going to take you out of my mouth so I can slide right up on you. I'm going to gyrate my hips on your lengthy manhood while you grip my ass. Yeah, I'm going to put it on you, baby, and I'm going to do it with class. And when I put it on you, I'm going to ask if you like what you see, because every man loves to watch his dick disappear in some pussy. Does it feel good to you, boy? Do you like all the things that I do? When you come for me bouncing my ass, I'm going to smile and say, man, I put it on you.
All right, now. That's what I'm talking
all
about.
All right.
All right, Jade.
Well, I got something that Miss Jade also.
I did not know that you women were so so freaky.
Well, you love it.
So y'all
going
to
have
some
love.
This is, I knew you guys were, because, you know what I'm saying, I work with you guys, so I knew you guys had another side, but I didn't know that shit was this deep. Yeah, I did.
Well, listen to this. It gets deeper, okay? Listen to this, dog. Hold on.
Wondered when I'm alone what I do. I touch myself, boy, while I think about you. I feel the hot wetness as I begin to masturbate in the darkness. Under my covers, when it's especially late, I imagine you being here with me while I massage my wet clit, feeling the creamy hotness between my fingers as I move my hips a little bit. Ooh, it's erotic to rub and touch. Treasure. nothing like you being here to give me some pleasure. Do you know what I do when I'm about to come? First, I lick my sweetness from my fingers before I'm done. Next, I take my free hands and I massage my breath. Sam, brother, I wish you were here so you can finish the rest. I can't help to masturbate when I'm all alone. Pleasing myself to the point when I let out a moan. The adrenaline is rising and I let out a scream as I feel the hot wetness of my pleasurable cream. Are you wondering now? Would you like to see? Well, then come watch me the next time. The next time that I play with my pussy.
All right.
Ah, I like that. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. That was nice. That was really nice. You ladies out there listening, you know, you can touch yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Men love to watch that. Okay?
Show you right.
Well, all right, I have a piece that I had.
I said I can definitely confirm that.
I know that's right.
Yep. I have a piece that was, like I said, the background and vocals was done by Mr. David Kidd, a.k.a. ATL Designer. And I just, when he sent this back to me, I just listened to it so much until I never get enough of it. So I'm going to let you guys hear it as well. I also have the piece that wasn't, you know, that he didn't put the music on, but I'm going to let you hear the musical version, okay? Enjoy.
When I tie you up, Delicious, I do that for myself. I am greedy, so that I can completely dominate you in every way, so that I can lick you until you come all over my face and not touch yourself in any way, so I can spank you and not have your hands in my way, so that I can run my face across your back and neck, my warm breath on the goosebumps of your cold body, so I can rub your pussy and clit until you come and come and come again, and not push my hands away when it's too much. When I tie you up, you are completely vulnerable. My every whim and desire, you give yourself to me. You submit. If I sit inches from your face as I masturbate where you can't do anything about it, when I calm on myself and let it run down my chest, my stomach, or my leg, I go soft while you watch helpless. When I tie you up, we bond. We have an unspoken trust. You know that I will not push you beyond your limits, your boundaries. I know you are completely mine. There is no limit or boundary that you will not bend to please me. You know that I will not hurt you. And I know that you will not admit when it hurts. We are of one mind. When I blindfold you, Delicious, I do that for you out of pure generosity. The extensions of your senses being pushed to all bounds. All of your senses heightened. Your sense of touch, feeling the slap of my hand without the forewarning or tenderness of my breath or a feather on your neck. The feeling of me being inside you, your sense of taste heightened without the bias of sight. You get to taste again for the first time the sweetness of a kiss, the salty of my sweat during our day, the tartness of my cum lips, your sense of smell aroused by the scent of pure sex in the air, the freshness of our bed sheets, the pureness of the air itself after a morning, your sense of hearing teased by every little we rotate, overwhelmed by the constant sounds of wet as my dick slides in and out, aroused by rapid short breaths.
Wow, I love that, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's very delicious, and ooh-wee.
Oh, yeah. And it's just a way.
Y'all all in unison.
I ain't know what it is.
It sounds like a 70s porn.
Yeah, but that's what sounded good, man. Somebody's going to put your blindfold on. And then I heard that swamp went. I was saying, damn, was she farting?
Yeah, it sounded like a little dirty 70s movie.
It sounds so delicious. Like he said to me, delicious. Okay.
Yeah,
I have a short story. This is a very, very short story, so you have to really listen because there's a twist to the end of it. So just listen carefully while I'm reading it. You know, some of you might figure it out, some of you may not, but listen to it because it's only a page and a half. Okay? Here we go. The title is The Panty Sniffer. How long have you had this problem? The psychiatrist asked her patient. I remember watching my dad sniff my mom's underwear, and he looked so happy. How old were you when you first saw your dad do that? I must have been 10 or 11. I really can't remember for sure. Do you remember the first time you sniffed a woman's underwear? Yes, the patient answered quickly. I want you to take your time and think before you answer the questions I'm about to ask you, okay? The doctor writes something on the notepad and says, I don't want a name, but was it a friend, stranger, or family member's underwear? Did you enjoy it? Did you masturbate? The patient looked embarrassed, but was anxious to answer the doctor's questions. Actually, it's 2 out of 3. I sniffed my friend's underwear when I asked to use her bathroom, and my sister's underwear was in the laundry room. The patient took a deep breath and continued. I enjoyed the luscious, intoxicating aroma. It got me hot, and I masturbated. The psychiatrist twitches in her chair and crosses her legs to squeeze her throbbing pussy. Did you masturbate with the underwear? Asked the doctor. Not with my sisters, but I did with my friends. Did you come? Hell yeah. I'm sorry, doc. Yes, ma'am, I came. The doctor wrote something else on the notepad. Tell me, how did you feel after you come? I feel completely euphoric. It feels great. The psychiatrist's mind began to fill with all kinds of lewd thoughts, like giving her underwear to the patient, watching the sniffing, masturbating, and the coming. Doc, doc, the patient's voice interrupted the doctor's thought. I'm sorry. She glances at her watch and says to the patient, this session is almost over. Do you have any last-minute comments or questions? The patient asks, doc, do you think something's wrong with me? I can't determine that only after one visit. I will say, however, you're the first female patient I've had with such a strange fetish.
All right, girl. Now that deserves some applause.
Was she sniffing man draws or woman draws?
No,
I told you had to listen to the story carefully because it's very short.
I was just joking.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought you was reading about Mr. B at first.
Mr. B.
I'm not a sniffer. I'm a taker. Okay, it's different.
Well, all right. What we're gonna do here is we're gonna take a break and we're gonna come right back and we're gonna come back with the next level. Okay, so
all
get
right.
y'all's poems together. We're gonna take a 3 or 4 minute break, and when we come back, we're going to get right back into this expression of erotic this evening.
I know why she wants to take a break. She's trying to pull that bullet out.
Baby, baby, baby.
says, "Girl, avert, so what? You got a baby." And so what? You got a baby. The late Girl, avert. All right, we're right back with spending an evening of erotic expressions, and I have on the line The Next Level, along with Terry, author Terry Lowes and Jade. My co-hosts are here, Mr. B and Rhea. So we're going to get right back into the erotic with Next Level. Are you ready, Next Level?
Yeah, I'm going to read this. This is kind of like a short story from a character that I kind of created. It's an imaginary character. And the title is, I have a musical version of this, but this is the kind of short title. It's called Your Bubble Bath. All right?
Oh, okay. All right, Bubble Bath. I got that piece. Okay.
I lay in wait, cloaked by the darkness of your unshared secrets. I watch you switch to automatic pilot, moving through your day, playing the roles of perfect mother, loving wife or girlfriend, good employee, caring friend. But in your moments of solitude, I heard the unanswered question: what about my needs? When do I get a break? I watch as you snuck away from the drab existence of your daily routine to seek refuge in the one place no one could enter, your bubble bath. There you became free, totally relaxed, at one with your thoughts, accompanied only by your desires, fantasies, and secrets. I realized in order for me to move through you, I had to come to you as your bubble bath. I would be the fragrant waters slowly swallowing your body as you submerge into my liquid grasp, my seductive potion spilling into your open pores, banishing tension from your body, injecting you with the relaxing heat of my touch, while the sound of popping bubbles softly serenades you. I became the flame slicing through the darkness, dancing atop of scented candles, spewing my magical aromatic spirits into the air, to be drawn into your nose, further propelling you into your tranquility, my liquid lips kissing every part of your body at once. The combination of all these sensations transcends you beyond this world into a state of euphoria. You close your eyes, allowing yourself to be transported even deeper into yourself. As you reach your appointed destination, I shall be there, taking all your unfulfilled desires, laying them upon satin rose petals of your fantasies, slowly licking each one until they dissolve inside of your body, flowing downward to blend with my waters. I became the touch that ever so gently moved over your skin. I became the tongue that swirled and flicked in unison with your fingers between parted thighs, until you granted me passage into the far reaches of your passion. I moved deep into your universe, probing, exploring. I was a pressure that laid over your tongue, circling and pulling, biting at your lips as my watery embrace tightened around you, stroking, touching you as you always wanted to be. I heard your pleas, acted on your whispers and silent longings. For once you did not have to say a word. You did not have to settle, because I read your emotions as if they were a novel, over and over, until I had your needs and wants memorized. Then I read them back to you in the forms of strokes and kisses. I opened the door and allowed you to run free. I became whoever you wanted me to be, for as long as you needed me to be. And when your body finally released, I was there to drink from you, to stroke you, to hold you, until I was no longer needed. And when you rose from out of the waters refreshed and rejuvenated,
I kissed your body with one last soft breeze that made you slightly shiver. And when you looked into the mirror, upon it I wrote a message that only your eyes could see. Whenever you need me, I will be there, signed, your bubble bath.
Wow, that was great. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I want to get that bubble bath. Mm-hmm.
That was
Thank
beautiful.
You, darling.
You're welcome.
Terry?
Yes?
It's okay. Your turn, darling.
Y'all not the only one with skills. Okay.
Yeah, you know, you want to get in the bubble bath and see who's trying to.
Is that Mr. B?
I got skills.
Mr. B, you got a poem?
I got a song. I can recite it as a poem. I got a song I can recite
as
a poem.
Is it an erotic song?
It's not really erotic, but it's called Ghetto Love.
Okay. Let's give Mr. B a chance. Okay, go on.
Oh, absolutely. But what's one more time? What's the title again?
Ghetto Love.
Ghetto Love. Okay.
I'm excited. I'm gonna try to do my poetry thing. I need somebody to snap their fingers.
Okay.
All right. Baby, don't move. Ooh, girl, let me take it off. You ain't got to do a thing. Because tonight, I'm going to give your body exactly what it's been missing. Yeah. A little bit of you and a whole lot of me takes your body to a place you've never been before. We call it ecstasy. Okay. Yes. I got skills. Yes. Call it ecstasy. I forgot the rest of the poem, but
Lord have mercy. I was getting ready to sit back and relax, close my eyes, and you're at the end of the line, Mr. B. You're at the end of the line.
Hey, look, wait. I had a jade moment. Okay, I was so into it that I got fumbled on my own stuff. Okay.
I'm going to knock him out. If he does want to break that down.
0-6.
He is never gonna let me let that. He's never gonna let that go.
And I wanna get your body exactly what it's been missing.
Okay, we're gonna just get right to Miss Terry's author, Terry Lyles. Go ahead, darling.
Okay.
Mr. B is at the bottom of the list.
Okay. Well, this poem is called "Sneaking Around." Have you ever been guilty of sneaking around? I have, and here's my story. I found myself one day just thinking about when was the last time I had that hot, climbing the wall type of lovemaking. It seemed like an eternity, and masturbating was getting old quick. So first thing I did was to freshen myself up, dress nicely, and go out on the prowl. I felt really positive. I had received a few stares and comments of approval, but I had already spotted my prey. Now, sneaking around involves two aspects. Your desire to go on the hunt and the prey wanting to be captured makes for many tantalizing maneuvers. Although they are secret desires by most, to be sought after in a romantic way, you'll find it cloaked in secrecy. Initially, the most powerful thing is the first glance and how long that they continue to look before turning away. Subtle changes in their body language are a good sign. Their speech pattern, is it confused, fast, nervous, or never-ending? These are actual positive signs. It shows that you've been noticed and they have made an impact. You've already to open that door a little further. Now back to my story. Time includes plenty of observation before taking that risk was what I had did to capture him. First, I was an attentive listener, waiting for the little bits of information to seep out on those do's and don'ts, likes and dislikes. I became sympathetic to their issues. It's always imperative to look refreshed and inviting in a subtle way while being very coy in your attempts. Never once you spook your prize off with a deep breath, I'm ready to take that next step. Time for the smile and comforting words. Seeing how my approach up to this point has been effective, now I'll send my first gift. Starting off with something small is always good because it doesn't come off scary, and they like you for that gesture. Never hang around too long. It gives them more time to think about your positive demeanor. Continue on, and your efforts to be enchanting until week two of your first gift. Now it will be clear whether your prey will let their guard down or not at this point. The ball is now in your court. You plan a special evening which will end in romance with ambiance, knowing that your partner will feed some remorse about cheating or the unexpected but visualized desire turn of events. You still continue. The evening is magical. Everything went smoothly, better than I could ever hope for. Extremely erotic. Oh, the desire in me has become so overwhelming. I could hardly breathe, yet not wanting to let this end, I knew that I must. As I got up to sneak off into the night, I found my hands bound as well as my feet. Confusion takes over, and I wonder, what is this? My wallet's empty, my clothes are gone, and my keys are missing. I have just been jacked, hunted down like a prey, while I thought it was me, the one sneaking around. It was me who was pimped.
Well, right.
Pretty much a story about, you know, when people sneak around, they think that they're out there trying to catch somebody, you know, and they do all the right things, try to call this up, inviting and chanting. But, you know, they got jacked. At the end, they thought they were going to have some lovemaking. Hell, they got bounded and ripped off and left there looking stupid. So,
That can happen.
Who's the hunter and who's the prey? Yes.
That can happen.
Okay. Can I just do this before somebody?
You're
can
the
I,
last
can I,
one.
Can I play y'all? Can I play y'all a little bit of the song? How about that? Just can't sing it right now because of my little issues, but I do have it on recording.
Just a little bit, because we have to get on with the show, darling.
Okay. Just a little bit. Okay.
Baby, don't move, or let me take it off. You ain't got a thing. Now I wanna give your body exactly what it's meant for.
Love the melody and everything. Yeah.
Did you sing that?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay. You got a little voice on you,
okay,
you
redeemed yourself.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
Well, okay. Miss Jade, it's back to you. Yeah, go on.
Okay, I'm going to hold y'all up. I'm going to let Jade do her thing. But after she do her thing, is it okay that all of us tell a personal erotic story, you know, or maybe some advice, whatever, so people can just see us in depth, opposed to just hearing us read some of our poetry.
Sure.
Okay, Jade, you got it, baby.
Okay, go on. Terry, I mean, not Terry, Jay. And then I have something I'm going to play before we get back to what you want to do, Terry, okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't even know which one to read. Okay, I'm gonna just read. I'm gonna go ahead and read another greeting card.
Okay, no problem.
Just one second. Just check. No, really, right quick. So, okay. Love me gently, just like you do when you're feeling every curve of my new body. Come please me in every way that you can, unless you want me to be naughty. You sit on the living room chair while I slowly get undressed. Once you get a taste of my sweetness, you'll quickly be obsessed. I'm not exaggerating this, brother, so don't take this for a game. It's a breeze to gyrate my hips, so you'd be calling out my name. Palm my hips, daddy, so we can experience a festive bump and grind. The sex I'm about to put on you will damn sure stay on your mind. Love me gently as you nibble on each one of my breasts. While I ride you like a pony, I begin to grip your chest. Love me gently, baby, like you want me to gently love you. And you may have me doing some Beyonce shit and start saying I never catered to you. I climb up off you and take a step back, bend over on the couch so you can hit it from the back. Is that a little much for you? Or do you want me to replay the scene for real? I love just how you look at me, like I'm your last tasty meal. You slurp on my sweetness, enjoying each and every taste, flickering your tongue in my juices so I can't go to waste. Love me gently. Love me tonight. Let me show you what it feels like to be up in something this tight. Expression, it's best served nice and hot.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, I'm going to play a piece that a good friend of mine gave me permission to do, and it's Baby Oil. Here it is.
All right, enough.
I want to play this game with you. So remove all of your clothes. Stand right here in the center of the floor. Open your legs some more. Now these are the rules. If you move, I will stop. If you touch me, I will stop. If you open your eyes, I will stop. So let's begin the game. I stand so close to you that the tip of my nose touches yours. And if I just stuck out my tongue, shoulder.
the front of your chest. Cup the left to the right breast. So beautiful you are. Let my tongue circle your left nipple. And I kiss your right. Bring them closer.
www.oobabyoil, that's oohbabyoil.com, and pick up that CD. He got two of them, but that's I'm Glad You Came CD. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring this caller in. They have their hand up. Okay, 908-937 Smooches. I'm just still, you know, I'm sitting still too. That one right there,
right.
That one was, oh my goodness. That one brings the whole girl back. I tell you, you get feeling, but
yeah,
you know,
keep you
beyond that left face. If you was numb before, you shouldn't be numb anymore. Brought back some feeling. Thank you for that one. Ooh, baby oil. I like that.
Yes, man. Go get that CD. So how you been? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just glad that I got a chance to, you know, catch a show. I know that we're both very busy ladies and, you know, just, you know, trying to do what we like to do best. And
that is true.
It's been such a long time since I spoke to you, and I'm just so happy to be here because I've been trying to wait up. I keep missing it, and I'm so glad that we both following each other so now that we can,
right.
I can, you know, catch the show. So, but I like this
one.
You're doing it. This one. I like this.
All right. So what you got for us this evening, darling?
Oh, I got something real, you know, short and sweet. It's hard to follow that last one, so y'all go ahead and use your paper towel. Because, you know, nobody don't like sloppy seconds. I want y'all to get ready for mine. So. All right. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can get up some mood music. All right, here we go. I call this one onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia. Stop staring at my spot. It knows that you chose me. Just looking at what's hot. I won't let you close the top of my sand, lift off my land, look at my hand. Just take it slow. Stop asking me for top. I won't let you shame me until you stop gaming. See, fresh fly confusion. Your lingo got me losing my mind, but I'm protecting my spot. Kick, smack, rule stacks, our emotions going wick, wick, whack, and every time I close the door, you just come right back.
Mm.
You're teaching me about waves, rolling thunder. Putting emphasis on my spot. The G, the only thing that makes I, we. But it's time to be nice. Let small things slide. You've been waiting for so long to bring me to the place, our place, out of space. Stop staring at my spot. Damn, boy, you so crazy. Come on and get some of this cheeseburger, Sam. Dinner's ready.
That was cute though. You got another piece you'd like to do, or you finished?
No. I wanted to come in with, that was my first time performing that one. Well, actually, my second time performing that one, so I just wanted to make sure I had the right momentum. You know, I know it's, you know, coming after all that hot, wetty, you know, baby oil, but that's something else for the ladies. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's sometimes, you know, it's that, you know, that different type of love you got there back and forth. You know, it's just an innuendo. It's onomatopoeia. Just hear the noise. And, you know, it's just something that I, you know, came up with. So I'm just glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. So you just hang in there because we're going around. I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm just having a good time over here drinking up tea and eating popcorn. Okay. So y'all excuse me. I'm not really like that, but I'm just having so much fun tonight. Enjoying everybody that came out. Everybody. Now, let me.
You like that.
Huh?
You like that. Stop playing.
Okay, we're going to switch it up for a minute. And as Terry has suggested, she'd like to tell, give out a little bit of information. What type of information you want to give out, Terry?
Well, I just, you know, I think on an erotic show, we should give out some information that we can either take from personal or that we just know. Because a lot of people are just engaging in sex. They are just coming together, and they don't really know what they're doing. They just sticking in any hole, you know. And there is, you know, art to making love and some do's and don'ts. And one of the things I was going to throw out there tonight is that for people that are involved in anal sex, that's fine if you want to please your partner, but don't make that something that's a regular thing, because what you should realize, number one, it's so easy for his penis to slip into your vagina, and then that bacteria from your feces can cause an infection. Number two, if you don't know, you might be embarrassed when you hear the fart sound, but that's natural because of that trapped air is coming out. But a lot of people don't know that they're trying, they started having issues with making love. Because
a lot of people like that sound.
Yeah, some people are nervous because they think you've done something wrong. They
go ahead,
because
now we say it's talking to them.
I love that sound. That should be talking to me. I love
it. Hey, Mr. B.
I'm about to make another song. I'm like, okay. What you saying, baby?
I'm just trying to give some advice to the newbies. And, you know, and when and this is your first time doing it, make sure they inch it in and bring it out. Let it gradually, you know, go inside you. Don't try to force it the first time because it will be very painful, you know. And that's just words of advice for people who are starting out for the first time. You know, that should be a special gift that you give somebody. Don't make it an everyday thing because your butthole will get so open that as soon as somebody come near or feel a little bit of air, it's open, you know. And you want that to be a treat. It's a loose edge of
vagina.
Yeah,
once in a while thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It also
thank you, darling.
Feeling. You're welcome, baby.
Okay. Next level, do you have any advice that you'd like to share with the listening audience? Or with us, because we're willing to listen to, you know, anybody who has advice.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Next level. Next
I'm here.
Level.
I'm sorry. I had put the phone on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you had it on mute.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't want to
okay,
make
well,
no noise.
Well, what we're doing is, you know, each person.
Oh, no, I heard you.
A
I heard
bit
you.
Of advice.
You can hear me.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So, you know, like tonight, if you really like with my poetry, a lot of it has a lot to do with, like, foreplay and just, I guess, the act of or preparing to make love is not just for men, you know, like I think a lot of brothers, not all of us, just seem to want to just kind of get right to the prize as opposed to really just taking our time and doing some exploration, you know what I mean, and really understanding how important that is to women to get them ready, you know what I mean, if that's their
mm-hmm.
thing. So for me, I have this DVD that involves a tantric massage, and the idea of it is to be able to massage a woman without, and it's not about sex, it's really about pleasing her, and if
mm-hmm.
you do it right, she'll have an orgasm, which I've had an opportunity to do it a couple times, and it has worked. So I guess for me, it's just really about changing the perspective of or just seeing sex or, no, love making as a multidimensional act, you know what I mean?
Right.
And really get into pleasing women in a lot of different ways and just understand
well,
her body
us,
because...
We,
go ahead.
Right, go on. How can we get that CD?
Oh,
or is it for sale?
I don't know. I just happened a buddy of mine gave it to me, you know what I mean? And I've been looking for it. I guess you could probably look up tantric massage.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And it'll give
different
you,
ones.
I mean, it's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right, there are different ones. So for me, I really enjoy just kind of getting off into that, the tantric massage,
mm-hmm.
You know, that was pretty heavy. So for guys, I would just say, you know, just pay more attention to a woman's body and remember that what worked on one doesn't necessarily work on the other one. So that's another truth.
That is true. Well, thank you for that information, darling Jade. Do you have some information you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Yes, I like what he said. So it kind of triggered something that a suggestion because we so focused when he's talking about tantra and everything. We do, gentlemen and ladies, we focus so much on getting that orgasm. We focus on the goal, like that's a goal that we've set because that's what we have sexually been accustomed to. I like to suggest a game to play. And this is without having sex because a lot of times just having that body slipping and sliding together and the friction of each other really and the energetic energy that you two can bring really can cause an orgasm. So I always tell people what you can do is you can go out and you can get you some baby oil. And I know that Ms. Delicious had something about a little episode about baby oil. So you get your baby oil and you put it in a spray bottle or essential oil, some kind of really good fragrant oil, body oil, and you spray it on each other's body. Buy a twister game. You can even buy this twister game and play twister. Because the object of the game is for no penetration. And I promise you, with all that slippery and sliding and the nudity with each other, y'all are going to want to have sex. She's going to want you to put it in. He's going to want to put it in. And the object of the game is for you not to see who can last the longest without it. And I promise you, when you start slipping and sliding and falling all over that twister board, y'all going to have some fun, okay? And that's and the energy, I mean, the tingling sensation, just the energy that rises within your body because you want to have sex, but you're holding out. That is what gets you so aroused, so sexually aroused, that it does give you to that peak where you can have that mind-blowing body orgasm. And it's different than a penetrational orgasm. So I just wanted to share
all
that.
All right. Thank
That's
you.
Good. Good information.
What I want to say is when you are engaging in sex, you know, with someone you maybe not have been in a long-term relationship with, make sure that you use protection. And if the guy doesn't want to use protection, because a lot of these guys will come with the fact, I'm allergic to this, I'm allergic to that, and they don't have my size. Well, if they don't have his size, you get your size, you know, because there's so many different diseases that they invent now, so you can't even get rid of them, you know, besides AIDS. Gonorrhea has gone rampant. Syphilis has gone rampant. And no telling what else they're cooking up in the lab. But always use protection. And women, when you're engaging in sex, use lubricant. Regardless of how wet you get, still use a little bit of lubricant because that keeps it wet. You know, because sometimes if you're having a marathon sex, trust and believe it will get dry. So use lubricant. Water-based is the best. And, you know, just have a good time. And if you're into bondage and different things like that, make sure you do it with somebody you trust, somebody you know, because a lot of these women are going with these men and getting tied up, beat up, raped up, and killed. So if you want, there's nothing wrong with engaging in those different things, you know, with somebody that you know, because I engaged in it. It was with somebody that I knew. But, you know, be very careful, have safe sex. Love yourself first, you know. And, you know, let your man take care of it. Y'all take care of each other and love each other. And that's all that I have to say about it. Mr. B, Rhea, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I do.
I said Rhea, but okay, Mr. B.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rhea. Go ahead, Rhea. I ain't heard from y'all.
No. You're intimidating me, so you go ahead.
Don't do that.
Don't intimidate you, girl.
No, she's the bully. Everybody knows it. It's all over the radio station. Everybody knows it from all the past shows. You're the bully. I'm scared right now. I don't even know if I should say something.
Okay, Mr. B, give us your advice, darling.
Nah, to on the strength though, to my fellas out there, like my friend was saying, you have to pay attention to a woman's body, and you also need to realize anything you do, be the best at it. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's making love is not just fucking. It's a difference, and a lot of guys don't know the difference between making love and fucking. Making love, it's an art form. You know what I'm saying? Like Miss Lyle said, it's an art form.
That's right.
When you do it, try to make it your song. You know what I'm saying? Like everyone's favorite song, try to make it your song, because it's a mind thing. It starts in the mind. You know what I'm saying? Which everything starts as a thought in the mind. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you make love to a woman's mind, ain't no telling what she'll do.
Right.
And that's better for you. You know what I'm saying? You're the one that'll come out on top of the situation and have the better end. So, you know what I'm saying? Once you make love to a woman's mind, y'all can make a song together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like making a song together and y'all being in tune. So pay attention and you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, I'm always that dude. I'm a songwriter.
I know that's right. Alrighty, thank you, darling. I have another piece that I want to play that I got from Baby Oil, and then we're going to come back and get ready and close the show down, okay?
Okay. I know you'll see. My hands, thumbs, from the base of the corners of your neck, over your shoulder, down your arms, down your hand, over your thigh. Hands caressing you, imparting you, from underneath your butt cheeks, kissing you, while those same luscious cheeks, right there, in between your spine, tongue flickering from side. Slow, but deliberate, right at the top of your split, tongue flicker. You're so wet, I can hear it, so I open you. Right now, and I'm solving them. So rise, opening you more, so I can put just the tip of my middle fingers inside. As I kiss the center of your spine. Back, from the back, on your shoes. You love to be eaten, and you love it so deep. It's not bad. I can hear your heart.
Hey! Another like piece that. By Baby Wall. And like I said, if you want a CD, go on over there to oohbabyall.com. That's OOHBABY or OIL.com. Right, real quick, next level, give your information on how people can get in touch with you. If you have anything, CDs or anything they can purchase, put that out there for them, please.
Oh, absolutely. You can go to my website, www.backtointimacy.com. My website is, my CD is there. You can download it, you know, individual songs, or you can download the whole CD. And you can check me out on Reverb Nation as well, the Next Level Entertainment. And I have free downloads of some of the songs that I have there. And be looking out for the new CD I'll be dropping here pretty soon. That'll be Erotic Sensual Whispers. But right now it's all about Back to Intimacy and my website. That's where you can get it at.
Okay. Thank you. Terry, you want to tell everybody how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. To get in touch with me, you can go to my personal website at www.terrylyle.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, LinkedIn, or inbox me on Facebook, or go to Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, Author House, Traffic Publishing. I'm out there, so just put my name in there. You'll find me.
Okay. Miss Jade?
You can find me here visiting Miss Delicious. On Wednesday nights. You can find me on Thursday and Friday on Erotic Talk Radio. Also on Blog Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern. Check us out on Facebook. Look for Erotic Talk Radio and request to get into the group, and you can get into some sensual topics that we be having. Go to eroticexpression.com and you can check out my blog and our website as well. And on Twitter, I'm Erotic Pleasure. So check me out there as well.
Okay. Brother B, Mr. B.
Yeah, you can catch me some Wednesday nights here with Mr. Wishes. You can catch some Thursday nights and Friday nights on Erotic Talk Radio with Miss J. You can catch me Saturdays at 4 on my show, It's a Man's World. You can find me at Michael Ankrum on Twitter, Ankrum Michael on Twitter. You can find me Michael Ankrum on Facebook. Also, y'all tune into the show Saturday. My topic is should two gay men be able to raise a child? So you know what I'm saying. I know it's gonna be a lot of controversy about that, but that's the info for me myself. You know what I'm saying. Back to Miss Delicious.
Alrighty then. You know, I want to let everybody know that the upcoming scheduling for the end of this month, I'm having my musical show. That's Friday at 10:30 to maybe 2 hours or hour and a half. And Wednesday, October the 2nd, Wednesday, what's going on that day? Something, Jake, is that the day that we're doing?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be on Bringing Sexy Back that Wednesday. I'm going to be over on Erotic Talk Radio, co-hosting over there with Jade on her show. So we're not going to be on Wednesday, Rhea and Mr. B, the 2nd. But the 9th of October, me and Terry Lau is going to have a birthday party on Blog Talk Radio. So y'all get y'all's hats, balloons, food. Well, we're going to have food, drinks, and all that kind of stuff, your noisemakers.
I'm
going to
bring you
Terry's
drink.
Birthday.
I'm going to bring you drinks.
Okay. Terry's going to Terry's birthday is the 10th, but we're celebrating on the 9th right here on Blog Talk Radio at from 10:30 to whenever we get kicked out of the studio. But that's Wednesday, October the 9th. And on the 16th Wednesday, we're going to have, that show is going to start at 11 o'clock. We're going to have The Next Level coming back as a guest. So he'll be interviewed on that show, and we're going to be sharing some more information about The Next Level. So we can't wait for that.
I got
and
a question.
That's, yes, sir.
Is there going to be pussy at the birthday party?
Pussy
right here.
You bring some.
Be there.
Yeah, you just come and see what's going to be up in there. But whatever. If it ain't nothing, for
I'm
sure me and Terry going to be up in there.
I'm coming.
But you just bring yourself up in there, too. And
I'm
that's
ready.
October the 9th. That's my birthday, everybody. And any gifts, you can send them to my PayPal account, monetary, my PayPal account. I'm serious. Y'all are laughing. Now, any gifts, my PayPal account, send them to PayPal. I gotta find out what my how you get my PayPal account.
This is some bullshit.
Pardon?
Some bullshit right here.
How you gonna call out your PayPal account and not know your PayPal account?
Child, I'll know about next Wednesday. That's a fact. I'll know about a night. I'll post it on Facebook or something, but I will know it. So we're accepting monetary gifts because we don't need no dishes and all that crazy stuff. Money does well, okay?
I know that's
right. Yeah, tonight was such a wonderful show, and I do appreciate all you guys for coming out. Next Level, I do appreciate you and love you to death because, you know,
yeah,
we go way back. And
like Cracky Jack.
Can you get Next Level and everybody's information and put it on your page? Because I would like his information as well.
Okay, I'll send it to you. Or either you in her group, aren't you? Next Level, right? You in Erotic Talk Radio's group?
I think so. Yeah, I think I had talked.
Yeah,
I
want the information too.
Okay,
I'll get it all out to everybody.
I love doing these shows with you guys, because I just, every time I do a show, it just opens up more and just tells me how nasty women really are, and I'm turned on. I'm about to take a shower as soon as I get up.
No, that's right. Right. Well, all right, everybody. You know, Bringing Sexy Back is for the mature listening audience. Our subject matter is sexual but not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, issues relevant to everyday life. And we appreciate you, our listener audience, for your questions and comments. And if you have a topic you'd like for us to discuss or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to me. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com or to either of my co-hosts. That's Rhea at RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. That's RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. Danny@munchthemouth@gmail.com. And last but not least, you can even send an email to Mr. B, and that's at AncrumMichael@gmail.com. That's AncrumMichael. I thought I was going to spell Mickey Mouse. Okay.
All the damn alphabets in the all the letters.
Ayo, I ain't trying to hear that. Shut up.
Okay, in the subject line, when you send that email, make sure you type in the subject line topic or guest. And we're here every Wednesday from 10:30 for an hour to an hour and a half. Where if the topics is juicy, like we was up in here tonight for 2 hours, a little bit over 2 hours, you know, of us, you know, doing our little thing, you know, we have adult conversations, you know, and then tune in every first Friday starting in January at 11 p.m. for Open Topic, and the last Friday, which is the last Friday of the month coming up, at 10:30 for my musical show, Slow Jams of House Music from the 50s on up. And on Sunday, y'all know y'all got to stop by Gail's Blues Joint, because I play some blues and sassy music, and blues ain't always blues, because some of them are very funny, you know. Okay, now remember, bringing sexy back does not mean you lost your sexy. Bringing sexy back is a state of mind and how you perceive yourself. Thank you, Rhea. Thank you, Mr. B. Thank you, Jade, Mr. X, Terry, everybody who's in the chat room, people who called in and just hung on the line. I do appreciate you. And everybody have a good night. Smooches.
Good night. My night has the best radio show on the internet.
Good night.
Who's that baby is that?
That's my great grandson. And he know what he's talking about. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Love you guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.